This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad you guys are with us today. We've got a lot of fun stories to talk about, and one such proposal that might end some big game hunting in Canada coming down the pipe. That and more when we return with more Valley Outdoors. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, good to be here.
Ava?
I'm here.
Yeah, and we are all here. Eric, that's me. I'm here too. So it's the trio of us.
Yeah, it's always good to see you.
Well, it's always good to be seen.
Yes.
I think that's the other bonus part about it. You know what else is good to be seen, Don? We kind of talked a little bit about it off air. Spring.
Oh, yes.
When spring is sprung, the fun begins, or the fun begun. There you go.
It can, yes.
At the launch ramps especially, if anybody knows what I'm talking about, if you've ever watched a launch ramp in spring, yeah.
It can be entertaining. We were just looking for something we're going to say. What's the kind of tip we're going to talk about
tip?
This week? And I go, you know, have you seen what's going on at the launch ramps? You know, and you've had a couple stories.
Last week.
I've got one.
Last week, I was sitting at the ramp, and a couple older gentlemen were backing up their boat. One guy was waving him down the ramp. Come on, keep her coming, keep her coming. Well, he stopped a little bit, and the boat kept coming right off the trailer and right onto the ramp.
Right onto the runway.
And the best part about that was I watched the winch spin violently because it was still hooked up to the boat, but the lever was
locked.
Let go. However, and usually what happens when this happens is the gentleman in the back of the boat's, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, the guy driving thought he was saying, go, go, go. So what does he do? He pulls forward, and now the boat is on, fully on the ramp, not just the back end.
Yeah.
So we had to crank the thing.
You know, the one thing you don't want to do is grab that crank when that's happening, though.
Oh, no. You break things.
Yeah.
Things done.
You're not going to stop it.
Yep. It's not good. So they cranked it back up. We had five guys sit on the front of the boat so we could crank it on the rollers a little bit further. I backed it down after they hairpinned it, you know, jackknifed the trailer.
Sure.
We got it into the water, and they just proceeded to head out and go fishing.
Well, I'm sure he's
gotta shake it off.
Got a couple of rug burns on it.
The engine's missing a couple parts, but apparently they got them to where they wanted to go.
Yeah, well, in our area, they don't have to go real far right now.
No, you don't. So your story.
Well, this happened a few years back, and I've probably told this story before, but launching, you know, this time of year where you have those freezing
nice
overnights,
yeah,
and sometimes early morning. Well, we literally were going to be pre-fishing for a early tournament. And I was with another gentleman, and this didn't happen to us. We were waiting to launch. And a gentleman in a big fiberglass boat, I won't mention any brands.
Right.
Anyway, he backs his
it
boat.
It might reflect what the owners of
right
those boats do.
Yeah. He backed his boat into the water and realized it wasn't coming off the trailer. Then he realized he didn't take the tie downs in the back of the boat off. So he pulls it up the ramp. Now, keep in mind, the water's pouring out and out of the trailer. And it was a bunk trailer. Takes the tie downs down, off,
right,
backs the boat back in. In the meantime, that boat froze to the trailer. So he pulls and backs the boat into the water, but the trailer is still pulling. It pulls the boat down under the water. So he literally filled, he had level water above the transom into the back of the boat. pulls it on. It was really cold this morning.
Oh, no.
And he tried to get all the plugs pulled on it to get the water out of the thing, but he ended up just going back up the hill and I think putting it back in his garage. I'm sure his batteries and everything are underwater, so you got to think it through here. I'm sure it was the first of the season.
Well, and that happens a lot of the early tournaments that we've fished before. We've had it where the boats are stuck. You take the straps off, leave the front connected, and then you drive over curves, no joke, to
bounce them?
Bounce the boat off the trailer and separate it so you can launch it. And so many times you see, especially it's dark out early morning, you stop if you have it disconnected like you normally do, because when we're running bunk trailers, we always unhook it. But be cautious, number one, when you're at the ramp.
I'd have to believe most people don't think about that, especially if you got a bunk trailer. A roller trailer is different. But a bunk trailer, I don't know that people really think about that when the temperature is below 32. I think the morning we were out there was like 10 degrees. You got to ask yourself what you're doing there to begin with.
Well, and I think the other thing comes true when you're dealing with people that this time of year, their first time back out or first time boat and first time friends with you that may not be as cognizant of what needs to be and doesn't need to be. Oh, you didn't unhook the trailer. I'm not supposed to unhook the trailer. Look what happened. So those kinds of things are what you really have to focus on. Be safe. Be methodical. Think about what you're doing before you get on the water. And don't forget the life jackets, especially this time of year.
Oh,
very, very important.
Yep. Water's cold yet.
Yeah. It's.
If you're lucky enough to have open water where you're at.
Whatever river you might be going on, that's the big thing.
Yep.
So check that out. That's important. So real quick story, kind of a neat one, out of Maryland. Don, I don't know if you saw this story.
I haven't.
Massive, massive muskie. It broke a 2017 record of the largest muskie in Maryland, in the Potomac River. It's been the first fishing record that's been set so far this year, and they were fishing along the banks of the Potomac River. It was 55 and a quarter inches, and it weighed 33 pounds, and you want to talk about a large muskie that qualifies.
Yeah, that's 55 inches, a nice muskie.
It was
anywhere.
Yeah. And bank fishing too. Normally you don't have muskie that you catch on the bank, so there's not much leverage.
You can run out of line.
You can't go anywhere.
Right.
And I don't necessarily think he was expecting that to bite, so it may very well have been a non-species specific rod and reel combo, which means lighter line than you expect and a lot longer fights. So pretty cool. And you know, and the fun part about, you've fished muskie before.
You know, I have, but it's been limited. Typically I catch them by accident.
Yeah, it can be. And that's a lot of times when you get some pretty decent fish.
Yep.
When you target them a couple times that we were up in Canada, you know, I caught a 55 incher and you don't know who hooked who.
Yeah.
You're literally hooked onto a freight train, and getting it in, and that's a whole other story on top of it. So, we'll tell you what, folks. We are going to take a break, and we are going to come back, and we're going to talk with Mr. Tim Winterhalter from the Sports Show, talking about Mega Live and a lot of the cool things that they've updated and have ready to rock and roll for the new Mega Live system for Minn Kota and Hummingbird. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.